You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 129. And if you ever struggled to make a decision that you knew there was a lot on the line for, then pay attention. My guest today has a powerful formula for making really good decisions fast. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs, business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, Profit Amplifier, your host here. And I've invited a new friend of mine to come and join me today to talk about some not so common tools for making decisions. So we're going to go into the intuitive side of making great decisions. And I got to tell you, this is something I wish I had learned much earlier in my life. I've been a very practical, results-driven person for most of my life, and that's very valuable. However, I really missed some nuances in decision-making because I didn't have access to this tool set that we're going to talk about today. And one of the other tools that I think I missed out on, and I wish I would have had it earlier, was a bold mindset. So I want to make sure that you get enrolled today for absolutely free. Think of it like my gift to you is my 5-part Own Your Bold training. And inside of this training, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a very simple way to upgrade your mindset so you have the confidence, the courage, and the willingness to take on big, bold goals that will grow your impact significantly. And included in this training is the core influence factors that every business owner needs to attract more opportunity with effortlessness, how to really use leverage to pull off goals that feel bigger than you. And really, one of the stars of this training is how to prioritize, how to take a whole bunch of ideas and prioritize them so that you actually are focusing on the ideas that will propel you forward the fastest. And it's a great complement to today's guest interview. These two tools that she'll share with you as well together will be like rocket boosters on your business. Now you can get my free training at ownyourboldchallenge.com. And I can't wait to share my guest with you today for a juicy, intuitive, more of the inner game of success. So let's dig in. Welcome back, everyone. It's Melanie here. I can't wait to introduce our guest today. And if you have found yourself in this place where there's no shortage of ideas, but you are absolutely experiencing a shortage of time, one of the keys is to pick the best ideas, to really trust that intuitive part of you, to have a way to quickly make the right decisions that will propel your business forward. And our guest today is going to help us with a strategy on how to do that. So I'm going to introduce you to Jennifer Lyle. Now, Jennifer is an intuitive business mentor and chief energy optimizer. And I'm going to ask her what that means in a minute. As a sought-after spiritual development expert, she helps you to expand your personal awareness and take responsibility for your energy and how you're showing up in life. Now, this expanded inner awareness helps you to confidently make decisions, be happier, and more present in all your relationships, work in a proactive manner rather than in that reactive mode where there's lots of stress, and ultimately enjoy a career that builds you up and energizes you. Jennifer's passionate about sharing everyday, easy-to-implement energy boosters to bring more calm, mindfulness, and joy into your life. She's a member of the Canadian Society of Dowsers, an international best-selling author and international speaker. But here's what I love the most about her, and I think this is where I just so connected with her when I met her, is she's likes the adventures, like the everyday adventures that really give us that energy back. It's all about being with her kids, hiking with her husband, walking barefoot in the grass, and having delicious conversations with high-vibing friends, which is what we're doing today. So Jennifer, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
And just to be fully transparent and get real for a minute, this is actually our second version of this conversation.
Yes. You know? Isn't it great that I love high vibing conversation?
I know, me too. So full disclosure, little backstory, we actually created this recording a few days ago and we had a bunch of background noise on my side, so I stopped the recording, thought I started the recording, and I did not finish starting the recording. So we had this amazing conversation, and honestly, I wanted to cry just a little bit because it was so good. And Jennifer's been generous enough to come back and join me again. So
Oh, my pleasure. What has me most excited is because if that's happened, I just cannot wait for what juiciness is going to come today.
Exactly. All right. Before we jump in, I have a burning question. What is a dowser?
Okay, great. A dowser is somebody who is trained to tune into the life force energy, using typically a tool like a pendulum or L rods or a bobber, or some people use their body as well. So you're using a tool to give a visual representation of messages from the universe.
I did not know that. This is completely new information. I thought I knew everything about this side of the world, and I have now learned a new thing today.
Yes. Do you use a pendulum?
I have. Yes. I use a lot of tools to tap into intuition and, you know, the greater realm of possibility when my logic mind can't get out of the way. And I know about pendulums. I'd never heard of the dowsers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So somebody who dowses is someone who uses a pendulum. And I actually use my pendulum a lot when I'm making decisions. I'll create something called a ray chart. So you can use a pendulum to get yes and no responses. So that kind of gives you it's like that guessing game. You know, is it this? Like the 20 question game, is it this? Is it that? So you ask a lot of questions. You can also get yes, but no, but responses, which is kind of like the hot and cold game. So are you getting warmer? Or are you getting colder? I like to use something called a ray chart. And if you look at, if you think about back when you were in grade school and you would use a protractor that would is a semicircle with all the lines for the different degrees of the angles. So if you can think of that, but instead of there being the different angles at the end of the lines, you have different options for questions that you're considering. So I'll use it to help me with deciding more easy everyday questions like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how beneficial is it for me to attend this networking event? Or on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for me to attend this event? Or on a scale of 1 to 10, how beneficial is it for me to stay home with my family, stay back in the office? Whatever. We plan all of our family vacations this way, and we've had some of the most crazy, amazing experiences with it. I've used it to help me with deciding things in my family. If somebody's sick, what are the best remedies? Somebody's got an upset stomach. Okay, is it best to use ginger or chamomile tea, or is it probiotics or just water? Are they really dehydrated? What's going on? So it's really powerful, and what you can tap into is just endless.
I love that. Okay, so I want to just take a step back for a second because we have a lot of listeners who may not be practicing these kinds of things. They may have just dropped into a place where they're like, okay, well, this just went very woo-woo, right? And, you know, I think that term is very funny. I always joke around that I'm one woo on the woo-woo scale because I do believe in using all the tools that are at our disposal in life. But why, before we get into decision-making in this process that you want to walk us through today, I just want to talk about like why tapping into some of these tools can be so valuable for an entrepreneur.
It's because we have three brains. We have our logical brain, we have our emotional brain, and then we have our gut intuitive brain. And I remember hearing a podcast once about a year ago where this person was talking about how he was interacting with Native people. And they said, you know, the people in the developed world have it all wrong. They spend so much time in their logical brain and they're not tapping into the wisdom of our intuition. Mm. And while we are able to process things on a logical level with our with numbers and with seeing data and how it can fit together, there's also a different level of energy that we can tap into that can go beyond those numbers that are presented, right? It's just like you can make a decision about something that might be logically right. Like it might you might make $10,000 with this project, but in doing so, maybe you are going to end up, whatever you're purchasing, it really causes some woes to people in China that are going to make those products for you. They are working in a really terrible work environment, and they're not being paid their wages. So there's something more than just numbers that's taking place, right? There's some well-being, there's emotions. So knowing a bigger picture and having the ability to tap into this greater level of awareness is like a superpower for your business, to be quite honest, because we pick up on energy from other people in our interactions and in our conversations, and people aren't always transparent. And when your intuition is high, you can pick up, you can smell a rat, you can smell when things that aren't really being said, you can start to pick up on things that seem to be out of whack. And we all are intuitive, right? We all have our gut instincts. And every single person that I've talked to, 90% of people in the world believe that they have a soul. Wow. So we do believe and we do know, but it's just whether or not we feel we have the strength and understanding of what that language is. I call it more of a language to understand it.
I'm so intrigued by this. First of all, like I've been using these practices for probably close to 30 years, but there's been times when I didn't trust them. Mm. And I didn't, like, I over-relied on logic, or I let like group momentum pull me out of using tools. And it's why I've integrated them so deeply into my business coaching these days and the work that I do with my Awaken Leader clients, because I feel like we have to awaken some new tools if we want to continue to evolve and really transform. And like a lot of the people that are attracted to this podcast and to the work that I do, and I think you too, they want to make a great impact. They want to do, like, they have these significant visions of how they're going to create massive change and make a difference. And yet their logic mind is holding them hostage. So yes. I'm really grateful that we're having this conversation today. Decisions are such a key part of this whole thing. And I know when I've struggled with decisions, especially when I was, you know, kind of leading more with my logic mind, or fear was there, right? Mm-hmm. And I only use my logic mind. That's when I made my greatest mistakes. And I'm curious, what do we do when we're being bombarded with all of these ideas and these endless inspirations and opportunities that are coming out of the woodwork? How do we, like, create space to make decisions that feel aligned?
It's really important to be aware of and true to you and your values. You know, just a moment ago, you pointed out how there are times where you can get pushed aside or led by other people's energies, the momentum of what other people are creating. And it's easy to get caught up on that. And this might be kind of silly, but like, I think about even if you go to like a big wellness fair, I like going to wellness fairs. If you go to this big wellness fair and they are giving out samples or they're giving out experiences and you get to try it, it's almost like you're in a different vibration, and you might say yes to some things that are there that might not truly be what you want, but you're caught in that excitement. And that happens in our business as well. So when you can be true to you, your energy field strong, so you know who you are, you know what's your energy, and you're clear on what's other people's energies. Know what your values are. So if, for instance, family is a really strong value for you, then you don't want to say yes to a commitment that's going to take you away every Saturday for the month of July when you typically spend time at the cottage. If the environment is something that's really important to you, then you don't want to be using giveaways to send to your client that are really detrimental to the earth, that are like made out of plastic. You are going to choose something that might be environmentally friendly, or you might choose something that's more experiential rather than it being like a physical thing, so that there is no nothing that's being impacted by the earth. Or you might choose to make a donation that saves the earth. And then you also want to know what your vision is. What is it that you really want to do? What are you here to do? What's your purpose? For me, my purpose is to inspire a million people to connect with their soul. And having juicy conversations like this is part of that. So every single listener, where there's a little pop for them, it's like, yes, you know what? I can see how I need to connect in and really own this inner wisdom. That's huge. So when you know what your vision is, and so for instance, let's say your vision is that you really want to support corporate markets. Although the services that you do, maybe you can also serve, you know, just everyday regular consumers. But if you're going to focus your energy and focus your attention and your vision is to make a difference in the corporate world and then have the spillover effects be towards that, then you don't say yes to participating in events where you would be serving consumers. You're going to be saying yes to events where you'll be connecting with the decision makers in the corporate market that you want to serve. So being clear on where you want to go.
So here's what comes up for me when we have this conversation, and it only comes up for me because I've personally experienced it and I have clients that have brought this up with me. What happens when they feel like they have multiple things that are really important to them, multiple values or priorities, and now they're competing, right? There's this conflict of, okay, well, this is really important to me, and so is this, and it feels like, how do I have both at the same time? And usually that's time and money, right? Like, I want to have more time off and I want to make more money.
Yeah, so there is time and money. And yet, even though there are a whole bunch of different things to consider, and I keep witnessing this over and over again as I work with my clients, as we get all of those ideas down on paper. And if you can imagine each idea as a puzzle piece, and if you've ever sat down to do a puzzle before, I don't know about you, but I always look for the edge pieces because those are the easiest ones to find. And for me, those are the foundational pieces for our business. So as you start to get all of those different options that you're considering down on paper in front of you, and I like to literally give each idea a separate piece of paper. So I literally move them around. And then each one starts to form some edge pieces. It's like, oh, well, okay, well, this here, I know I really want to do that. And I know I want to do X and I know I want to do Y. But it's so clear that X occurs before Y for my client journey and the evolution that I take them through. And as you start to get all those pieces together, you start to see how they fit together and how there are some that naturally kind of sequence through, and you know that you can guide them through the evolution. And then there are others that are different lines of business, perhaps. And truly, in order to be of best service and to not drive yourself crazy, you're better off focusing on one sequence. It might be several products, but that are all in alignment and take your client on a deeper journey rather than doing one that might be around widgets and then another one that might be around cars and then another one that might be around gardening. They're totally unrelated, but if you had one that was around gardening, and maybe it was shovels for gardens and then seeds for gardens and then special gardening tips. Like, as you kind of specialize and niche down or focus on a particular conversation, it makes it easier for you to work because you're more focused and your energy isn't all over the place. And it also makes it easier for your customers and potential customers to hear you because you're using the same language and you're using the same messaging. They're not like, oh my gosh, okay, so hold on. What is it that you do? Do you do this or do you do that? Are you the widgets gal? No, I do widgets, but I'm actually doing gardening right now for this event. Okay, so I'm here showing my gardening stuff. You can come talk to me about the widgets, but let's just talk about the garden. And then it just gets confusing for consumers, confusing for your partners to refer people to you. So clarity.
You just nailed the biggest problem creatives have, right? They've got so many ideas that are coming out of them. They think they have to start them all. But yet what happens is they do create this kind of messy, chaotic presentation to the world. And it's not that it's bad. It's just that it's harder to really connect in with someone when you don't really know what their core thing is they do.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what I heard, I'm going to step back to what you said about putting the puzzle out and, you know, finding the edges. What I'm hearing in that is it's really about prioritizing, not in your head, but in a way that you can relate to the pieces in a more tangible approach. Because when it's in your head, everything gets messy, right? It's like everything's spinning, everything's got equal weight, there's a lot more emotion involved. It's easier to get stressed out. But when you take it out of your head and do what you say, like lay it out in that puzzle and start to organize it based on what's really important and what really could go first, it's almost like you become better at objectively looking at the pieces and saying, yeah, that really does have to happen first. That's what I learned in project management training.
Is absolutely.
Get it out of your head.
Get it out of your head. And then also do your due diligence. Like, you know, when I'm looking at different ideas, it's like, okay, so if I look at this project, what are the estimated amount of resources that I'm going to need? So financial resources, time, other team members that I'm going to need to help me with creating it and get a sense. And then what is the projected revenue for that project? Mm-hmm. So do the due diligence, still bring your logical brain. It's got a lot of juicy stuff to offer. And then once you get that done for your ideas, stepping back and then tuning in. And I like to guide people through a process where you look at, let's say you have three different ideas that you're considering, or maybe a decision that you need to make between three different suppliers or whatever it may be. Get all of your due diligence done, get all the information down for your logical brain to be happy. And then taking a pause to tune in to see, okay, so for option A, on a physical level, how do I feel? And then just taking a pause to listen to your body, because your body is really wise. And this is your clairsentience. So where you get the physical sensations, and your next one, where you're going to check in emotionally, that's also clairsentience, because it's your emotions that you feel. So you ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how do I feel physically? First number that comes to you. It's like, okay, so let's say the first one, it's a 3. Ooh, okay, that's surprising, because on the paper, that looks really good. And then you think about it, it's like, oh, I've got this really sinking feeling. There's something really fishy about this. I don't know. There's just something that feels really off. Like, I got this funny feeling in my mouth. My stomach doesn't feel good. I'm feeling, wow. Okay, there's something not right about this option. Okay, and then you tune in again. All right, how do I feel emotionally? It's like, it's just blank. And it's actually worse than blank. There's this lower heavy feeling. Okay, huh, that's interesting. Because even though on paper it looks really good, as you start to feel into your intuitive senses what's going on, all of these things are showing up. And then mentally, so we give a bit of space to your logical brain. On a scale of 1 to 10, how does this feel mentally? It's like, okay, so maybe it's a 7 or an 8, but then there's something that's just not quite right that you're picking up on. And then you want to tune into your gut instinct and spiritually, overall, how does this feel? And it's like, oh, okay, even though it looks really good on paper, I'm getting like a 3. So it's like, all right. And then you can also look at, in 3 years' time, will I regret not doing this? And letting that also be a bit of a marker too. And then you go through this with the other options as well. And you'll be surprised at some of the things that come up for you, because this is where you're also tuning into your true values, right? Because if maybe one of those options, it might look good on paper. Sure, you have this dream of you want to create your own deck of cards, and you're trying to, cards being like Oracle cards, and you have 3 suppliers to choose from. One's in the States, one's in China, and one somewhere else. But you have really strong values around family and integrity and human rights. Then sure, that option for China to get them printed cost-wise might look fantastic on paper, but if it really goes against your values, it's going to show up in how you feel when you do this check-in.
It's almost like this is a really powerful way to check into all the crevices of your mind and your subconscious mind to figure out and tease out like where fear might disguise itself as your logical thinking and say, okay, so this doesn't feel exactly right. And instead of just dismissing it, going, okay, well, this doesn't feel right, you dig deeper and figure out why doesn't it feel right.
Yes.
And I think, at least in, you know, my experience, sometimes we have to kind of ask the questions differently to really figure out what's going on. I really love this process. I've done something similar for a long time, but I've never really gone out to the future and checked, right? Like, you know, in 3 years from now, will I be sad if I didn't do this, or will it not feel right? Like, I love that piece of this process.
Mm-hmm. The future pacing too. And, you know, and it also helps you to then think about that bigger vision that you have, right? Exactly. So is this in alignment with that?
Yeah. And I'm just imagining, you know, what it's interesting this week, a common thread happened even more after we talked the first time, where I was hearing from clients and, you know, I run a high level women's mastermind, and there was just this thread this week. It's not the first time it's come up, but people were saying, like, I'm just so tired in my soul. I'm exhausted from the pushing. I just feel like everything's been so hard lately. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that may be going into that. But one of them that I'm wondering is, like, how, when we're tired like that and everything feels so heavy, how do we use this process to get beyond this immediate moment of tired and really look at it, this opportunity, more objectively?
Well, I would actually say that if you're in that place of being tired, then that's not the right space to be making a decision from. Because if you're looking to make a decision for something that's for your long-term good for your future, then you want to actually be more in tune with the energy of that future version of yourself, of who you're stepping into, and make the decision from that perspective. So if you have a goal of making $1 million a year, or if it's a particular way you want to work, you know, a 3-day work life, and then you have all sorts of different things in place in order to be able to do that, a team and whatnot, the type of person of who you need to be to make that decision, you have to conjure that up and really nurture that and allow that version of you to come forth to make the decisions. So to cultivate and to boost your energy so that you are in this more heightened state would be the key. So I do teach a little energy check where you, again, you go through a similar process where you do a check-in throughout the day to see how am I feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And then when you notice that your numbers are low, you do something to shift that and bring your energy up. So some people might know that if they go for a walk, they always feel better, or they might have a little nap or meditate. You identify some little go-to hacks, energy boosters that you can reach for to make it so that you are feeling more like yourself, elevating your energy, clearing your energy so that you can show up as the best version of yourself.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. And I think similarly, like if you're feeling desperate and you're like, I need something to work, it's kind of like a similar pattern to being really tired and exhausted. It's not the best place to try and make a growth decision from. So like, I love this advice of like, go reset, go get into the energy that you want the outcome to be, and then make the decision from that. Mm-hmm. Such great advice. You know, I was thinking of a couple clients that I have in the Awakened Leadership Mastermind who, this has come up, this next question has come up for, where they get this idea of something they want to do and they get really excited about it. And then they start looking around out there at the industry and they see that, oh, okay, well, someone else is doing that. They're doing it really well. All of a sudden they get in their head and they think, maybe I shouldn't do this, right?
Yeah. And I can see that. Well, number one, what's beautiful is those other people have already created proof of concept. They have already identified, and because they are having success in that area, they've already identified and seen success that idea people are ready to pay for. So in some ways it takes a bit of the research out of the scenario. You still need to do your own research because what you'll be delivering will be unique and different. But if you know that people are willing to pay, that's huge. And then secondly, of course, the way you offer and deliver your service will be different. Like, you know, there are, I don't know how many Indian restaurants that are out there, or how many, you know, hair salons that are out there. And there are millions of people, billions of people in the world. So who you serve might be a little bit different, or the way you serve will be a little bit different. So there are so many people that need you. There's no fear of work. So you just believing in it, loving what you do, and having the courage to show up and deliver it. Like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. The inspiration came to you for a reason, and it's part of your journey to work through those so that you can then, I'm sure, in some way teach your clients to work through it as well.
Yeah. And I think that's the leaning into and trusting that spark has to be followed. Mm-hmm. Right. And instead of judging it and comparing where you're at to other people or what's already out there in the world, it's almost like it's, you got to pull the big girl panties on, right?
Yes.
You got to stand up and go, you know what? There's something about this that I've got to pursue. And it may just be that it's going to take me where I ultimately need to go. But if I don't walk this path, I won't find it.
And it comes back to that question, in 3 years' time, will you regret not doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been bouncing against this one, an opportunity that's unfolded for me and is like kind of opening up. And I've been kind of playing out these different scenarios. And as I got to the, you know, like there's a spark that won't leave, like the spark, I put it away and go, I'm not going to do it. And then the spark kicks back in and I'm like, okay, so apparently I'm not done wrestling this alligator. So, so yes, I really had to dig deep and go, what is it about it that's pulling me in? What would it have to shift in the opportunity for it to be exciting and to really feel expansive instead of feeling daunting and kind of like drudgery work? So yeah, it's really awesome to use these tools. And I'm finding that as I evolve as a business owner, because I've been in business almost 20 years now, mm-hmm. and every step of growth I went through, every step of growth I see my clients go through, the tools that got you to that stage are not the tools that get you to that next stage. And I think these tools that you can, if you use them in the beginning, great. But once you get to that evolution where you keep hitting that wall and things are not working anymore, these are the tools that break you free of feeling trapped.
Yeah, and the vision that comes to me that I'm being shown is a high jumper. They use a pole, or is it pole vaulting where they use a pole and then you have to go over a higher level? That short pole isn't going to take you there anymore.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor. You know, and speaking of tools, you have a resource that I would love for you to share with our audience, because I feel like we've kind of tapped into this part about being tired and, you know, like tapping into clarity. And it's the 7-day energy transformation.
Yes.
And what I know is when you transform your energy, you do make better decisions.
Absolutely. And so I did speak about this just a tiny bit earlier. And so this is the essence of my energy check. It's a really easy peasy tool that you can use to expand your self-awareness. So if some of your listeners are just starting to build their confidence and their trust and intuition, this is a really, really great tool to help you with understanding how your body feels, how your body reacts. And then as your body feels good, how you're able to get more intuitive hits as well. So it, in this 7-day experience, I take you through how to maximize your energy and how to listen to how your body feels physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And then what you can do to align yourself so that you do feel like your energy is maximized, understanding what are the go-to things that boost your energy, understanding patterns and how your energy might present itself throughout the course of the day, over the course of a week, or the course of a month. There could be certain cycles within your business or your physical body or the moon that impact you and you're unaware of until you take this time to pause and tune in. It's really transformational. I've taught it to housewives and to CEOs. So it's pretty incredible the level of awareness that it brings and the empowerment too, because you don't have to be working tirelessly when you have the awareness that your body and your soul and your mind just needs an extra boost. And then you can feel refreshed and actually be more productive. And it also transforms your relationships, because if you're having something that happened early in the morning that somebody cuts you off on the way to work and you're pissed off at that, and it comes out in your conversations with your colleagues, it comes out in your conversations with your loved ones at the end of the day, because you never got to let that go. You're holding on to that anger and it comes out as an edge in your voice and you don't even realize it.
I love that. Why don't you share with everybody where they can find that?
Awesome. Yes, of course. They can go to my website, jlyall.com/energy, jlyall.com/energy.
Perfect. And I'll link that up on the show notes for you all at Amplify Your Success Podcast, just in case you're trying to type what you wrote down and can't find it later. It'll always be there for you. You know, I like to wrap up my conversations with my amazing guests by finding out like a little bit more personal things about you, because You know, we all are human beings running these businesses, but it's the humanness that we really connect with, right? And one of the things I'm always curious about is, what was the boldest thing you ever had to do to grow your business?
And the biggest thing that I had to do was make a significant investment and some coaching.
Mm. So why was that a bold move for you? Tell me more.
Because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
And yet it changed my perception of my self-worth, that I was worth it. And it shifted my ability and what I could charge, because I could see what was delivered in that experience, and I could see the worth of it, and I could see how I got my return on that investment, and that I could see that I was doing that for my clients. So why not charge what I'm worth?
That's huge. So can I ask you a little bit deeper question about that? Because I think this may be stirring up some questions for people, right? Because I think a lot of people know they want mentoring. They want to join my program. They want to join your program, right? They want to get that support. But yet this conversation is going on in their head, and this decision of, you know, how do I afford something that I don't know how to afford? What was the mindset, or what was the piece of you that had to shift to make that investment when you said you couldn't afford it?
There was a belief in me that I knew I could do more, and me trying to piece things the way I was piecing it together for how long I was doing it. I was wasting more money that way by trying to piece it together and taking longer without earning the revenue that I was capable of, rather than making that big investment and then just shifting. And like, I've had bigger months every month since I've worked with that person. And it's funny because, you know, I was like, you know, this time last year, I was like, I would be so thrilled to be making what I'm making now. And now I have it.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I know our listeners are going to get a lot of value out of hearing that one. And no, I did not bribe you to say that. I didn't know that was what you were going to say when you originally said it. So
it is scary. I won't doubt. I don't want to make it small. It is scary, but the idea of continuing on the same cycle downward is even scarier.
Yeah. It's almost like at a certain point you have to be willing to check in, like, what do I have to be willing to do to get where I want to go? Because what I'm doing right now isn't going to work. And I can't just keep doing what I'm doing now, right?
And it's like, about making the decision from that future version of you. That future version of you, it's a no-brainer. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I've invested a lot of money over the years in things that I didn't know how I was going to pay for, but I never led with how am I going to pay for it. I always led with what has to happen for this to be a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Like, what has to happen so that this investment pays off, even if it wasn't a financial investment, learning something and getting guidance around something that I could not figure out on my own and shortcutting that path was always worth every penny. So we could probably have a whole conversation around that and a whole other podcast, but thank you so much for being with me today. And I, as you're listening in, you know, whether you practice these tools regularly or this is a new idea for you, I want to encourage you to get the energy transformation boost that Jennifer's offering to you at jlyall.com/energy and practice it for 7 days. Like, go in being curious, go in being into this, like, I'm willing to do new things to get new results mentality, and watch what happens when you reboot your energy, the quality of your decisions, the quality of your clarity, the quality of your inspiration. I guarantee you is going to be massively different. And notice who you are and what you're willing to do to grow your business after those energy reboots. So thanks for sharing that tool with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back next week with another very enticing episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast. Can't wait to hear what you think about today's really powerful wisdom. Bye, everybody. Bye, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, You amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.